"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Bienvenido a Kaiser Permanente. El doctor ya te puede ver. Verá que aunque eres muy activo, ahora te cansas más rápido de lo normal. Verá que a menudo almuerzas comida rápida.
Próxima ventanilla.
Verá que pones a tu familia primero y tu salud tiende a caer en segundo o tercer lugar. Y claro que verá que tienes el azúcar alto, igual que tu papá. En Kaiser Permanente trabajamos juntos para ver todo lo que tú eres y darte el cuidado que tú mereces. Kaiser Permanente, para todo lo que tú eres.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Well, another big lie. It's our whole show is exposing lies. And this one is from the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You go back, and there was this famous scene at the border where it showed the Border Patrol agents on horses and the way they were waving the reins of the horse in the air. It looked like they were whipping the migrants. Well, that was completely false, and Mayorkas knew that. And we're going to talk now to Brandon Judd. And Brandon is president of the National Border Patrol Council. Let's get him on the air here. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So explain what was the big reveal today about what Mayorkas knew.
Look, I can't tell you how upset I am. The fact that he withheld information from the American people to stoke the flames. He said in that press conference, he said that those images evoked memories of the worst past in our history, you know, systemic racism, yada, yada, yada. When he knew 2 hours before he went on that press conference, he knew that the photographer specifically said nobody was whipped. Nobody was struck. Nobody was hit. There were no policy violations. But he goes there and he stokes the flames and he withholds information from the people. That clearly shows you that this administration does not want to have an honest conversation. This administration does not want people to be able to make up their own opinions based upon all the facts. They withheld. And by withholding it, he lied to them. That is disqualifying. He should be impeached. Lying to the American public, that is perjuring yourself. That is a high crime or misdemeanor, and he should be impeached.
The photographer is Paul Ratchey, and he relayed to one of Mayorkas' staffers that, quote, "I've never seen them whip anyone. He was swinging the reins, but it could be misconstrued when you're looking at the picture." And then that staffer sent an email to Mayorkas less than 3 hours before the press conference.
Yeah, he knew. Again, He knew. But you have to look at what this administration does. This administration feeds all of the anger of these open border activists. When you look at the West Wing of the White House right now, the vast majority of the people that are in there, they come from activist backgrounds. Look at the political appointees that are in DHS right now. They come from activist backgrounds. They want open borders, and that's why we're seeing what's going on today. We know that President Biden is not running this country. When he says that, "I don't care what my people say," that clearly shows that they're the ones that are making the decisions. And these people are so far left that it's not even funny. And they want to feed into all of this public anger about law enforcement. It's not just the Border Patrol. It's law enforcement as a whole. But the Border Patrol, we take the brunt of it because they're constantly vilifying us. AOC saying that we're running concentration camps. By the way, the same facilities that Obama built. That's what they constantly do. They constantly try to vilify us, and I believe that they're doing it because they don't want us to do our job. They know darn good and well that when they say these things, it's going to give every single one of us, all agents, pause when we go out, when we put that uniform on whether or not we're actually going to perform our duty.
Biden at the time said there will be consequences. It's an embarrassment. But beyond an embarrassment, it's dangerous. It's wrong. Kamala Harris said it reminded her of the times of slavery. I mean, the rhetoric was at an extreme
high pitch.
I mean,
they were playing this to the hilt.
Biden said the horses were barely running them over and people being strapped. He said this out loud. Is he knowingly lying? Was he completely misled or is he senile?
No, he wasn't misled. Look, I was very, very close to the Trump administration. I know the information that the president gets is the most up-to-date information and very, very quick. They get information. They knew from the beginning that the agents did nothing wrong. They knew that. But they also knew that they weren't going to be fact-checked for nearly a year later. They knew that the evidence was not going to come out for a long time. And so now the mainstream media completely ignores it. You know, I'm thankful that radio shows like yourself, you're covering it. You're giving the people all of the information so that they can form those opinions. But the administration knew that they were going to be able to lie up front, knowing that the evidence wasn't going to come out for over a year later, and then everybody would have forgotten about it.
Yeah, and by the way, we should point out those agents were placed on administrative leave, then investigated, and even though they were cleared of the whipping, they were still punished for endangering migrants, I guess was the charge.
They have been proposed discipline. You know, thank goodness my attorneys right now, they are defending them. They're going to go through and they're going to rip apart this administration. They're going to rip apart the investigation, and they're going to show that these agents did nothing wrong. I expect that when it goes to an independent third party, they will be exonerated and their personnel files will be cleared. But in the meantime, their careers have been destroyed. They have not been able to take any career-enhancing assignments. They haven't been able to do any of those things that other agents would do. Their careers have effectively been destroyed regardless of what happens now. You know, and what's most disgusting about this, Biden got up there and he accused them of a felony. That's what he accused them of. But he knew that he could not control the criminal process. He could control the administrative investigation, and that's what he did. He had executive branch employees investigate these individuals. He didn't appoint an independent investigating entity. He had executive branch employees investigate these employees. So, of course, they found some wrongdoing. And what was the wrongdoing? The catch-all. Unprofessional conduct. Seriously? They were sent out there to do that job, and now they're being accused of unprofessional conduct.
Yeah, all they were doing was crowd control. It was kind of like crazy there.
They were sent out. Think about the position that they were put in. They were sent out with 10,000 people at their backs. We never send agents out to be divided by people that are violating the laws. They had 10,000 people at their back. They had several hundred people that were crossing the river. They were specifically told, do not allow more people to cross the river. Do not allow them in because we already have 10,000 people under this bridge. That's what they went out there to do. And so, of course, when they're trying to, they're giving these people lawful commands, stop, don't run. When they're running, yeah, they're trying to get in front of them so that they can't further their entry into the United States. That's what they were doing. They were doing their job, but because of the pictures and because of all of the anger from the leftist media and all of the leftist activists, of course Biden comes out there and accuses them of something that they didn't do.
This is getting so dangerous and destructive. You have the left-wing activists on the loose in the White House, a president who's literally asleep, and then the media amplifies all these crazy lies and stories. How does anybody combat this?
I don't know, because obviously we haven't done a good job yet. We're trying. I mean, you've got to use social media. You've got to get out and speak with people like yourselves. We do the best that we possibly can. Unfortunately, the vast majority, you know, I travel the country doing an awful lot of things, an awful lot of places, and I talk to people all the time, and it's amazing that they have no idea what's going on the southwest border. Vast majority of the public that I speak with, they have no clue what's going on the southwest border.
This whipping story was so overcovered, and what's undercovered, Brandon, I mean, the fiscal year just ended. We're seeing numbers like 2.1 million migrant encounters during the last year. I mean, that's like off the charts.
We're on pace right now for 2.5 million, almost 2.6 million people right now. They're giving us no new operations, policies, or programs. Here's the problem. They took a calculated risk that this issue was not going to hurt them in the midterms. They calculated that the American people wouldn't know about it. If they win the midterms, if the Democrats retain the Senate, they're going to say, see, they will have been justified in their
But only because 90% of the media decided not to cover the issue outside of Fox News.
Exactly.
They got Bill Belugin carrying the water all day, filing all the reports.
Yep.
Nobody else in the media is bothering.
Yep. And by the way, we send out advisories to the media all the time, letting them know. We sent out to the media that in the Tucson sector, the largest sector in the entire nation, only 20% of the resources are out patrolling the border right now. As you and I speak right now, only 20% of Border Patrol resources are patrolling the border. We're having gotaways that are astronomical right now. In one station yesterday, we only apprehended 32% of the known entries. Who knows what the known, who knows what the unknown gotaways are, but the gotaways were 2/3 of the people that entered the country illegally that we know of.
Well, all right, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on again. Appreciate your passion, and a lot more people need to hear you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council. That is the Union for Border Patrol Agents. And, of course, the story today, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a staffer, was informed by email or emailed Mayorkas to tell him there was no whipping of the migrants last year in Texas.
So the Tucson office sends all these media alerts, right? And the leftist reporters and editors and assignment editors ignore it. They refuse to report any border news.
And they didn't do a hell of a lot of coverage many months later when the agents were cleared of whipping. There wasn't a lot of stories on that.
Because everybody runs propaganda now. Everybody runs advocacy outlets for this woke progressive movement.
And it doesn't fit, then you don't do the story.
But
you
did
ignore
you
it.
Notice we have three stories in a row, and there's a pattern here. We had Newsom lying about the oil companies. We had Newsom lying about the crime rise really is going on in red states when it's the Democratic cities in those red states. And now you have this where Mayorkas and Biden and Kamala Harris were lying about the photo of the Border Patrol agents whipping the migrants. In all three cases, all three groups of politicians knew that it was a lie, but the attitude is, let's put the lie out there. The media is not going to confront us about it, not contradict us. And by the time the truth comes out, weeks, months, years later, nobody's going to care. Worked all three times.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, not long after the whole world panicked over COVID back in early 2020, the U.S. government came up with the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. We talked about it back then. It was one of the early government handouts. And what it was supposed to do was give companies money so they can continue to pay their employees even if their business was circling the drain. Because at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was locked down, a lot of places weren't doing too well as far as customers are concerned. Restaurants would be prime among them. As we learned after that, there was a lot of fraud. But the story we're about to do is not about fraud. It's about celebrities who actually took advantage of the PPP program to get these loans. And a lot of them were forgiven, meaning the principal and interest didn't have to be paid back.
What's with billionaire rap stars suffering
after... they all have companies. They're business people.
What? They sell rap music. How'd they suffer in the lockdown?
List includes Kanye West, Tom Brady, Khloe Kardashian, Reese Witherspoon. Their companies got Paycheck Protection Program loans.
Kanye West is worth $2 billion. He got $2.3 million in a loan. Jay-Z.
But isn't this like when Trump was being asked about his taxes? Sometimes billionaires are, and their response is, it's there for you. The tax laws are there, just like the PPP program's there. Why not?
I'm sure this is all legal.
Why should I use my own money?
I'm just pointing out how preposterous this is. I mean, they were shoveling so much fake printed money out for people who really had no worries in life. Kanye West could have financed his employees.
Right.
He's got $2 billion. All right?
The Lakers got one.
That's right. The Lakers got one. Jay-Z's worth $1.3 billion. He was given over $2 million.
To be clear, this was designed for small businesses and nonprofits.
Yeah, right.
But it became clear that, and maybe some of these ventures by these celebrities are smaller businesses, maybe they don't employ a lot of people, but they're not, you're right, they're not backed by somebody who's at the end of their savings.
Yeah, I know. Like Kanye West has his sneaker line.
Right.
So, you know, he employs people for that business. That's not the point, though. The money should have gone for, you know, middle-class businesses, small businesses, people really who were going to go out of business, who really couldn't afford to make the payroll. Not to gigantic bloated celebrities who can lean on hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. Look at this. Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's drunken husband, worth $120 million. He got $1.7 million. Loan is forgiven. Now, why is it forgiven? Why can't he pay it back?
That's pretty good. They took care of your payroll for a while if you don't have to pay it back.
Khloe Kardashian, $60 million. What has she contributed to the planet? $1.2 million in a loan? That was forgiven.
Jared Kushner. His company got $800 million. He's worth $800 million. His company got $3 million, and that was forgiven.
Yeah, Trump's crooked son-in-law. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Worth $150 million. He got $960,000. Why? Because he sells...
He's got a whole line of products dealing with fitness and health.
That TB12...
TB12.
Sure. Yeah. His loan's forgiven, too.
An analysis by the Washington Post showed that more than half of the roughly $522 billion in loans given out through November of that year went to just 5% of the more than 5 million recipients. In other words, the bulk of the money went to just 5% of the...
Here's the 5%.
A Washington Post analysis says the majority of the loans were actually given to bigger businesses. Only 28% of the total funds were issued for loans of less than 150
grand. It's going to Kardashians. It's going to rap stars. It's going to Trump's crooked son-in-law. Diddy. $900 million he's worth. He got almost $2 million. That loan's forgiven. What do you mean forgiven? Did you ever have a loan in life that was forgiven? Anybody have a mortgage that was forgiven? I don't get this. I have never had a loan in my entire life, nor have I known anybody who ever had a loan forgiven.
Kanye West apparently got some of the money for his Yeezy fashion line. And then he went public with plans to build a 52,000 square foot mansion on his ranch in Wyoming.
Yeah, there you go. It's another racket.
Yeezy borrowed $2.3 million, with $1.7 million being spent on payroll, 106 member staff. The status of the loan, this loan is not disclosed.
This is just all disgusting. It really is disgusting. It's really gross.
Yeah, Brady's company got $960,000 for TB12 Inc.
Come on.
Sports Performance and Nutrition Company. The loan was supposed to secure 80 jobs.
And you know how many people struggled to get their money covered? I mean, we had people coming on the air and telling us their stories, how difficult it was. How many normal people who wanted to get unemployment benefits from California?
Remember how hard it was back then? A lot of people were complaining they could not get in. Yeah. They were too late. The applications closed really quickly, right. And they didn't have the knowledge of the wherewithal to get. They had to have like a banker work with them really quickly.
Because these people,
I remember this now, yeah.
Because all these people have millions of dollars worth of lawyers on their payroll, so they could spend all day going through the bureaucratic hoops. Remember the people we had on the air who would spend 10 hours on hold?
Yeah, we did.
Trying to get a weekly unemployment check out of those stupid bastards at the Employment Development Department.
Was trying to get the paycheck protection loan. I remember talking to a guy.
I know.
He couldn't get through. He couldn't get online. He couldn't get through on the phone. He couldn't get anything.
All the normal people get screwed and tortured.
Reese Witherspoon. She's got a clothing and lifestyle company. Did you know that?
Well, she's on food stamps, don't you know?
Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, yeah.
I see her everywhere.
She's down to her last $400 million. She's dumpster diving on the week. I saw her one day. Saw her dumpster diving. Her legs were sticking out of the top of the dumpster. So
was
hungry.
She wearing those tight leggings that were making it difficult to...
Oh, God.
She's a company called Draper James, LLC.
God.
They had a $975,000 loan debt wiped out. Wow. Jay-Z's Malibu Entertainment was let off without repaying the full amount of their loan, $2,106,000.
And why was this?
He's worth $1.3 billion, allegedly. And, of course, Khloe Kardashian. Her company, Good American LLC, a denim brand, didn't have to pay back any of its $1.2 million loan.
What was the basis of the forgiveness? This story doesn't
question,
explain
right.
it.
Or was it just done blanket? Like they didn't want to get involved in analyzing whether or not you could pay back the money. Or
is it because it's all fake money, so it never really existed to begin with, so you don't have to pay money back that didn't exist?
That's probably very likely true.
I don't know. I'm getting a headache.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not
make
okay.
it one more segment? Or
no, I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. More coming.
I'm going to bang my head on Deborah's padded walls.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, 20 years ago, we got involved with the Joyful Child Foundation, which was started by the mother of Samantha Runyon, Erin Runyon. Samantha was killed July 15, 2002, playing in the front yard with her
kidnapped.
Friend. Yeah. She was, a man approached them, asking for help and finding a lost dog. And he grabbed Samantha, forced her into the car, and drove away. And then she was found dead 50 miles away. At the very beginning, after that happened, I mean, we had Erin on a number of times on the show and helped to provide a lot of publicity for her, Samantha Runyon Foundation. And it's 20 years to the day since she...
Joyful Child, it's
since
called.
She first started. Joyful Child, let's get... Erin Runyon on. Erin, how are you?
Oh, hi, I am so good. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I don't think we've ever asked you the name Joyful Child. What's the origins of that?
Well, in the days right after Samantha's abduction, my family and I were talking about what we were going to do to honor her, and I just kept saying she was such a joyful child, and that became kind of what I wanted the focus to be about, protecting joy, not just focusing on the tragedy, but focusing on the joy of every child that we have a duty to protect. And that's where it came from. It just came to me.
That's a great name. It really sticks in your head.
I can't believe 20 years have gone by.
Right? It's amazing. The official IRS letter is stamped October 25th, and you all have been following us since the very beginning, and really have done a beautiful. I'm so grateful for how you have shared.
Tell everybody
this story
what you,
as it has grown.
Yeah, so, tell everybody what the foundation has been able to do over the 20 years, because often tragedies happen, families start foundations, you never hear about it again. People wonder what became of the money. That everybody's running off with it, but sometimes it's not clear exactly what was accomplished. Why don't you talk about that?
Absolutely. No, thank you. So the Joyful Child Foundation has been researching and testing and developing and implementing prevention education programs for the last 20 years. I started totally focused on adult education, and we had a series of adult presentations that I gave hundreds of speeches a year at schools across Southern California, trying to empower parents to better protect their children, specifically around predatory crimes. And then I learned about what we can actually realistically teach young people. And the research shows that when you teach kids what they can realistically do, both physically and verbally, to avoid danger and get away from danger, they have a really good shot at getting away, because nobody targets a child thinking that they're going to have the stuff to fight them off. And so we developed what we call the BRAVE program, and we have a 10-lesson curriculum, and we do workshops through community partners that serve our highest-risk communities. And we reach about 25,000 children every year with the BRAVE program. And we've had lots of kids share that they have escaped abductions, assault, whether it's immediately after or years later. I had a server at a gala a few years ago come up to me and share that her daughter got away because of BRAVE. And I didn't even know about it. So it's very fulfilling, and it means the world to me. But our goal is for every child to be empowered with realistic skills and knowledge to keep themselves safe.
I know it's probably a detailed program that the kids get taught, but if you had to tell a parent listening now who has a young son or daughter, really young, what would you tell a five-year-old, or what should a parent tell a five-year-old that will give him at least, a chance in the first few minutes, like the first reaction kind of advice?
Absolutely. That's a great question. The first defense is our voice. So making noise, and sometimes it's scary to even think about, but when we're in a state of fear, sometimes we don't even have a voice. So screaming and yelling, "I don't know you, get away from me, I don't know you," is really great. But if you have to throw things to make noise, to get attention, that is super effective. We teach children what we call torpedo eyes, and they bring the tips of their fingers together and they go straight for the eyes, because no matter how strong somebody is, if they're trying to take a child, they have to bend down to get them. And when they do that, a child can effectively torpedo their eyes repeatedly. And it's very hard to pick up a kid when you're getting poked in the eyes like that. So even though they're tiny and they may not have a lot of strength, there are skills that can shock someone enough that a child has the opportunity to run.
It must be a difficult balance to get through to children that the idea not to be frightened of everybody, but also understand danger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, we really actually spend a lot of time with parents helping them understand why we don't teach stranger danger, because over 95% of all crimes against children are perpetrated by somebody the family knows and trusts. What happened to Samantha is literally less than 1% of all child abduction, much less the bigger picture of sexual abuse and trafficking.
Yeah.
So when we're trying to empower our kids, really what we need you to be doing is empowering them to tell us, as their parents and caring adults in their family, that it's okay for them to tell us, no matter who it is, if anyone makes them uncomfortable. That is the number one thing we can do for our children, is give them permission to tell you, even if it's somebody that you care about, and to believe them, and to promise that even if nothing else happens, that doesn't warrant a report, you are never going to leave your child alone with somebody that makes them uncomfortable.
Have the parents' fears changed at all in recent years because of all the homeless people and the drug addicts and just the crazy people? And there seems to be more, a lot of random incidents happening. Are you addressing that specific kind of problem, or is it pretty...
right?
Go ahead.
No, that's a good question, and the dynamics have certainly changed. But in terms of how that impacts children's safety, it's kind of the same. You know, children are vulnerable when they're alone, and they're vulnerable when they're alone with older people that we may trust. So giving them skills that apply to a variety of situations really comes down to that voice, giving them permission to be rude, that they don't have to be nice to somebody who's scaring them, that there is a line with charity, right? We want to be understanding and caring about people, and mental health is a crisis in this country. That is for real. But it is not our job, and it is certainly not a child's job to fix it, right? Their number one job is to keep themselves safe. And you give them that context, and it gives them some safety around navigating our ever-changing world.
All right, Erin, we appreciate your all of your work and the organization's work over the 20 years, the Joyful Child Foundation. Thanks for talking to us again. It's joyfulchild.org to find out more about their events and to donate and their programs. Congratulations on 20 years, and what an organization you have helped build.
Thank you so much. You guys take care.
All right. Good to hear from you again.
That is Erin Runyon. It was 20 years ago this past summer when her daughter Samantha was abducted, and she was found dead 60 miles away on a hiking trail 10 days before her 6th birthday. And Erin has devoted her life, a good portion of it, to the Joyful Child Foundation in memory of her little girl. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We had David Goldstein, CBS 2, Channel 9, investigative reporter, and he told us about a story on the Calabasas Las Virgenes Water District, cracking down on people that overuse water. And in particular, this area has a lot of celebrities. So they actually installed, in some cases, what they call a flow restrictor. Mm. We are going to play the report from David right now.
It's been this way for probably about three, four weeks.
Mike Hazen is talking about this, the brown grass outside his Agoura Hills home.
This stinks a little bit.
Ever since a drought emergency went into effect last December in the Las Virgenes Water District, people have been asked to conserve. Watering now is only allowed once a week. Everyone has a water budget. If you go over it, you may get hit with financial penalties. Staying in budget leads to brown grass at Hazen's house.
I think I'm doing my part. I'm trying to do my part.
But while he's doing his part, the water district serves about 75,000 residents and relies on a water supply that's dangerously low. The district covers the sprawling hills of multi-million dollar mansions in western L.A. County. CBS 2 Investigates found that according to Water District public records we obtained, some celebrities are among those who aren't following the rules that everyone else has to follow.
My name is Kourtney Kardashian, and these are three rooms in my house.
Take reality star Kourtney Kardashian. She lives in this $8 million home in Calabasas. Water records we obtain show the account, which is listed under a trust, used 245% of its allotted water budget in May. That's almost 1.5 times more than what's budgeted. The fourth month it went over budget.
Uh-oh.
Sylvester Stallone's $18 million mansion in Hidden Hills is also on the list of those who went over budget for at least 4 months. Records show the account in his wife's name used 351% of its budget in May. Howie Mandel did this TikTok video from inside his estate in Calabasas. Water records in his wife's name show they used 241% of their water budget in May, also the fourth month. We also found rapper The Game. His home in Calabasas is also on the list those going over budget at least 4 months since December.
The water supply condition is very dire.
Las Virgenes Water District's Joe McDermott says anyone who exceeds 150% of their budget for at least 2 months pays a penalty for water in an effort to try and get them to conserve. But for some, money seems to flow like water.
For those customers that are very affluent and have lots of
cash,
financial penalties don't necessarily work. We don't think that you should be able to buy your way out of a drought. Everybody needs to do their part. This is very, very serious.
You're at 26 gallons a minute.
So the district has devised a plan.
It's pretty quick and painless as far as installation.
This disc, placed in the pipe at the water meter of homes over budget for 4 or more months, cuts flow from 26 gallons a minute.
The maximum you can get is just a little under 1 gallon a minute.
To just one. It stays on for 2 weeks, forcing people to conserve.
I actually tested one out at my house.
What'd you think?
It wasn't great.
The flow restrictor is reserved for the worst offenders with 4 or more months over budget. That means all of these celebrities we showed you are on the list to potentially get one, and some already have. Records we obtained show Kevin Hart got one. They show a flow restrictor was installed on his home in Calabasas with a personalized workout area. The restrictor was removed after 2 weeks. This mansion in Calabasas also had a flow restrictor for 2 weeks. The account is in the name of the estate of Michael Jackson.
What?
This home also had a flow restrictor for 2 weeks. The water account in the real name of rapper Nas.
Imagine everybody flashing.
And in keeping with the area, officials say some people, they won't say who, tried to pay their way out.
Oh. Some have asked us to remove it.
Say who?
And
Kardashians?
How much it would cost to remove it.
What do you
it,
think?
And in which case, I've refused.
They want to pay you extra to get rid of it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that fair to the average person in your district?
It's not fair.
I'm taking the entire lawn out.
Environmental activist Erin Brockovich is doing her part, but she's also on the list
look
of those eligible
yeah.
for a restrictor because she's been using too much water. But she's now installing artificial turf and drought-resistant plants and says she's reduced her water use.
You are known for environmental causes.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yet you are listed as a water offender.
In the past, there's been some months where, yes, I was above.
It's like being a sex
what
offender.
They said
huh?
I was allowed to use. I was fined. I've paid those fines. And I've started taking very swift action.
We did have a really nice green lawn.
And for those like Mike Hazen who are suffering through the drought, the hope is everyone will get the message.
Hopefully we can come out of this and we can, you know, be able to get some green lawns again.
Now, Sylvester Stallone's lawyer contacted us saying he has 500 mature trees on the property, saying absent adequate watering, in all likelihood they die. He's addressing the situation with the city. And Howie Mandel's representative sent us his latest water bill, showing in June he has reduced his water usage. We reached out to others, and they didn't get back with us.
He sent his water bill.
It's CBS 2.
People are so sensitive about their image. No, look at my water bill. See? I used less.
Well, I mean, the Stallone guy makes a good point. Well, they apparently have a bunch of mature trees on the property. If they don't water them, they'll die, and they could fall over onto clients' properties. But we're told the trees are good to sort of counter the effects of climate change. They provide shade. They take in carbon.
The government...
You got to have trees, and they need water.
The government has these big blunderbuss policies, and they don't use intelligence to look at each situation individually. The video in this story showed these massive estates. I mean, huge mansions with lots of property all around it. Lots of lawn, lots of trees. I mean, this is unlike anything you see in any normal neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, there isn't even that much stuff on the west side like this, which is why they go up to Calabasas, because there's so much more room there to have a multi-acre estate.
Right.
So... But I mean, I assume they get a higher water budget than somebody who has a 7,000 square foot property.
All right, coming up after 4 o'clock, another one from the George Gascon recall desk.
Although one more thing, why don't they just increase the water supply? More reservoirs, desalination plants. That's what you do. Stop picking on everybody. Stop.
You've
picking
never said
on residences.
That before. All right.
I haven't. I should have.
Only about a million times. All right.
John and Ken Show, let's get the latest from the KFI Newsroom. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry, what did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about.
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier. With one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.